I'm just come further down towards Marketfield Way development. I'm sitting down on one of the benches here around one of the lovely trees in the centre of Redhill, which are starting to sort of turn a little bit golden now as we get to that autumnal moment. But things are changing in Redhill, and they're changing quite quickly now. There's been a lot of planning, a lot of talk for many, many years, but the things are changing quickly. We had a topping out ceremony on Thursday at Marketfield Way, and I'm actually joined from the head of place delivery, by the head of place delivery for Reigate and Banstead, Peter Board. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Just tell us a little bit about the Marketfield Way development and how it's progressing, because I'm sure people are really interested, and you can only get so much in a tweet.
That's right. Yeah, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Marketfield Way is a really important scheme for the council and for Redhill Town Centre. It includes a six-screen, multi-screen cinema, 150 residential units and commercial floor space on the ground and first floor that we're going to be letting out for retail, food and beverage and other uses. And there'll also be, importantly, a new link that will be created between the High Street and Marketfield Way, so a new pedestrian link for people to sort of to provide activity and things in the town centre, but also providing that important link between the town centre and the station.
Now, it's always a thing, isn't it? We see these wonderful designs, architects' dreams on paper, all sketched out and looking lovely with all the little people positioned on them and all the trees looking really, really nice. How is that in reality? I mean, things take a long time to put together, a long time to build, don't they?
They do. I know that this has been a long time coming. It's been a very complicated project to deliver, and I think people appreciate that we had to assemble the site. So we had to acquire all of the land, and we had to go through a compulsory purchase, which took quite a long time. So it's really now great to see the building coming out of the ground. So we've now reached the highest point at 13 storeys, and you're beginning to really see how the development is taking place and shaping up. So we're now putting in things like the brickwork on the outside, rain screens on the cinema and things. So you're beginning to be able to see actually how it's developing. And we took some local stakeholders, so local councillors, some funders, the Belfry Redhill Business Guild, Belfry Shopping Centre, around the site the other day as part of our topping out ceremony, and people were astounded by the space, about how big it seemed, and they were really excited. And I think that's really, you know, that's a really important thing, isn't it? It's about, this is a really, really important scheme for the council, for Redhill and also for our borough.
It is a big space, so obviously it's a lot of still work. You've got big empty voids at the moment, big boxes. I mean, when you build a cinema, you're talking about putting the steelwork in to hold the rake seating, the screens, the sports, and obviously any curtaining that goes along with that as well, and all the lighting has to be dimmed, and all the sound systems, and then all the soundproofing that has to go in there. Then there's the hearing loops that go on top of that. There's still a lot to go.
There's a long way to go, as you say. So, you know, what our contractor is doing at the moment is putting in, you know, doing all the main, what you call the cold shell, which is basically the putting in the walls, the roofs, etc. Then there will be putting in the warm shell. So that will be things like the raking seating, which we've actually started putting in, ceilings, the auditoriums, etc. And then there'll be a process where we will be handing over the units to tenants, and then they will be then fitting them out themselves to meet their own requirements.
It sounds like a fascinating project, and it's something you've obviously taken a lot of pride in delivering for Reigate and Banstead and the community here. I mean, there's been some bad feeling in the press, and there's been some good feelings in the press. And at the moment, I think it's a suck it and see and wait and see.
I think it's really interesting. I think this is, I think there's beginning to, I feel a lot of excitement now starting. You know, people are becoming excited as they see it coming out of the ground. as we start in the coming months to be able to announce the tenants who are going to be taking the space. You know, we're really excited. We really, really are excited about the cinema operator that we've chosen, and we are just in the final stages of entering into that agreement with them, and that'll be really important, I think, for people to get a feel about what we're trying to achieve with the development, because it's not just about a building, it's about the space, and it's about providing a development for people, is for the residents of Redhill, and I think it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be very, very influential, and we're trying to set the mark for Redhill in terms of, you know, this is how we see Redhill now developing, and I think the what we're trying to provide also is that that offer which is currently missing in the town centre, or lacking, I would say. And I think where we are lacking is in the food and beverage, lots of restaurants and things like that. So we have, you know, some, you know, really important restaurants, but we want to increase the amount of restaurants and places to eat and drink in the town centre, to provide another dimension.
So a place of social gathering where people come and meet, eat and just be friendly towards each other, and perhaps provide that little bit of social cohesion we've all been missing over the sort of recent 18 months or so, which is going on. I know there was a lot of sadness at the loss of the old Odeon when that went into a nightclub, and then when eventually that lovely Art Deco facade came tumbling down was tragic, but you know, things have to move on, and it was nice they've retained the front sign over the road as well, which is lovely. But the new cinema will bring, I think, the community back together again when they've actually got something that they can call theirs and go to. I know the Harlequins been providing films and they're set up for a couple of screens as well, but it gives a new dimension to the town, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think the Harlequin has got such an important part within our borough, and provides a really important service, and and the theatre is fantastic, and they do some brilliant productions, but you're right. I think, you know, the other, you know, places like cinemas are places where people can come together and come together, socialise and things. And I think that's where, we wanted to create for Redhill. We want to create Redhill as our centre for culture and for leisure. Both the cinema and the Harlequin will be able to work really closely together to improve the offer within our borough, perhaps we can think about some things like, you know, joint events between the theatre and the cinema. But I think it's about building on this, you know, the great theatre that we have, and providing a facility which is very local. And I know we've got the fantastic Everyman Cinema locally, but this will be, I think, we'll provide a different type of cinema experience for many people within the community.
We all look forward to the scaffolding eventually coming down from around the outside of this building and revealing what astounding architect's design is behind it, which we can't wait to see. And is there a chance of an exclusive and finding out who the cinema provider's likely to be?
I would love to, but I think I'll get into serious trouble about that. We hope to be making an announcement within about the next 4 to 5 weeks. Once we do it, as I say, that will be, I think, a really good time to celebrate. So we've just celebrated the topping out and the, you know, reaching the highest point. I think the next really important milestone and the news that we want to share with our residents and businesses is that who the cinema operator is, and as we then enter into agreements with the other tenants, and then we'd like to then share that as soon as we can do. So rest assured, we'll be letting people know just as soon as we can.
I think the whole of Redhill and surrounding villages are waiting with bated breath now to find out who the cinema operator is going to be and when it will be opening, so we can come along to those first movies to be shown. It's going to be a great night.
Yes, I encourage everybody to come to Red Teal when we open the cinema, and you know, and you know, I think it's also really important for you know that we try, and this is a you know a community cinema, and we attract other people for people to take a fresh look at Red Teal, you know, where they may not have come to Red Teal before, and we want to encourage, we want the cinema and the development to be for you know for the you know, importantly for the local residents, and we want to attract people from a wider area as well to come and shop and use our town centre.
Thank you. That's Peter Board, Head of Placed Delivery for the Marketfield Way Delivery, speaking to us here on Suzy Radio 103.4.